This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
I am Eisenhower class of 1984, which used to sound not all that long ago, now sounds like 100 years ago. Love the school. Our guy is graduating from Eisenhower now, full circle, on Saturday. I think it's 2 p.m., the graduation. My mom and dad graduated. You wouldn't talk about like third generation, fourth generation Eisenhower High School.
Nice.
Right?
Yeah.
So we are all about the Panthers. What the Panthers haven't had over the years is a whole lot of success on the football field. We've had little bits of, you know, I go back to like Coach Steve Smith, and I remember Coach Alexander. You've had Britt Miller, you know, involved at various times. And we've had some little flashes here and there. But man, I'm excited because there's sort of new life and new activity, new action in and around the football program. And it is our great pleasure to welcome into the program the new coach and athletic director at Eisenhower High School. Let me welcome both of you. First of all, good morning. If I could get you to pull that microphone up just a little bit closer there. All right. So as the athletic director, and how long have you, Benny Phillips, been on the job as the AD?
I've been on the job for 3 months right now.
All right, 3 months, a long time. Walk me up to 3 months ago, and how did that happen?
About 3 months ago, or 3.5 months ago, Tim Gould was interviewing me to be a track coach, and he told me that he would be leaving, and he asked me if I would become the AD if he were to leave and if I was asked, and I told him, why not? And so then 2 weeks later, Principal Zahm came to me. She asked me, would I take the job? And I told her, yes.
Okay. So what is the athletic director's role, you know, in 2022? I mean, I would assume a lot of it's convincing kids to participate in extracurricular activities.
I think that the role is helping coaches to understand what their responsibility is, along with going through the building, talking to the kids. I do a lot of that in the cafeteria all over, shaking hands, letting kids know we want them to be involved in athletics, because I know that, you know, everybody wants to blame everything on COVID. But I told them, you were running around when COVID was going on still in the streets. So Now we want to try to help you do the same thing in the hall, in the school, in sports, and to get involved physically as well as mentally.
All right. So the benefits of being part of a team, and I know football's changed a lot, and there are some parents that have concerns, and you talk about, you know, concussions, and people look at things a little differently. But you got a pretty big, you know, pool of kids there, right?
Yes.
You know, how many do you need to put together a football team?
I think what we're trying to really do right now is try to get about 60 to 70 kids.
Okay.
And if we can get 60 to 70 kids, we can function with that, because even if we have 20 kids, they can play freshman football. And then we take the next group and we have a JV team, and the varsity team is comprised of that.
And does it start earlier than high school? I remember for years, the MacArthur Jazz Band was just like this huge deal. And people were like, well, I don't know what's in the water in the West End with all these musicians. But they had kind of a farm system. You know, they were getting those kids interested at a very young age. I go up north to Moreau Forsyth, right, and those gold jackets, and those kids see those adults and they want to be a part of that. You know, growing that sort of like chain of kids that want to get involved when they get to be the age.
Well, I think that we're trying to do that because I want to get out and I want to meet the kids in the community. I want to go to the youth football games. I've done that coming from up north. I coached Providence Catholic up north, and so I got a chance to do a lot of that. And so I'm hoping to bring that same flavor here to get kids interested at an earlier age, run camps at the school so the kids will see where we are and what Eisenhower has to offer.
Yeah, I remember, was it the Bears that came in and did an event a few years ago?
Yes.
And they were out at Millikan University and had the kids out on the field, and even seeing that next step beyond high school. That stuff's all very, very important. So now you got a new football coach.
Yes.
All right, DeJuan Johnson joins us. I walked out. I thought maybe you were here with the sheriff. What's your main job? You work for the Macon County Probation and Court Services, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell me a little bit about your background.
Again, I'm from Chicago, Illinois. I played football since probably the age of 7. Went to Joliet, Illinois. Then I went over and went to Lincoln University in Jefferson, Missouri, D2 school. And then I transferred to Millikan University, who was also recruiting me out of Joliet. And that's where I finished my my degree in exercise science. That's also where I finished my football career. And I also started my coaching career there as well. And then right after that, I went over and I coached at Southeast High School for a year. And then I came back to Decatur, where I've been at Eisenhower since 2020. 2012.
Okay, so you've been there for a while now. Yeah. It's amazing to me how many young men come to Millikan University to play football and end up staying in our community and making a difference and having an impact. I think it's amazing. It was a great experience you had there?
Yeah, I love it.
All right, so are you stoked? Are you excited? Are you nervous?
I'm very excited because I've been at this for a while with trying to take the helm and the mantle of the head coach position. So to get the opportunity now, I feel like there's no better time than now because, again, with Coach Phillips' vision of the athletic program, I told him, I said, hey, that's a program. That's an athletic program I would love to take part in.
Yeah.
And also because, again, my philosophy is all about development, and that's what he's about. You know, and not just the development of football, but just development of the athletic program, development of Eisenhower. And, again, and wanting Eisenhower to be something more than what it's been, to kind of, like, take it to another level and to have – schools or people say, hey, I have to go to Decatur and see what they're doing there.
Yeah, you know, it's Nick and I have talked about this a lot. You know, everyone, you know, our guy was a band guy, so he had to do all the sports. The band kids don't get enough credit because they got to do the whole football season and the basketball season and everything in between. But football and basketball is what puts butts in seats, mm-hmm. and brings the alums back. And there's no two bigger programs that can get people involved back in a school district. You know, I remember, you know, you go back to Tyrese Bryson at Stephen Decatur or Lewis Jackson, you know, at Eisenhower, the basketball team, where people who hadn't been back in the gymnasium for a long time were back there, right? Mm-hmm. And that helps giving, it helps the foundation, it helps the school. Mm-hmm. You know, those two sports, fair or unfair, you know, there's nothing that can sort of create community involvement at that level. And I think if you do that well, that trickles down into everything else because all the sports are, you know, track and field. I mean, everybody's important in what they do. So graduation is this Saturday, and then, you know, you got the summer break. What are you guys doing to get prepared for the fall?
Well, again, now, you know, we're just getting all our ducks in a row, getting ready to talk to all the incoming freshmen. I've been actually meeting with the players since the end of the season of last, right. The end of last fall. We've been in a weight room and just kind of getting ready and getting things going. So they're pretty excited as well of, you know, of me taking a role. And, you know, a lot of them asked me to come back because they know I've been with them since they were freshmen. So
you have those relationships already.
Exactly.
With the existing players.
Yes.
Now, the growth part is tough because in 2022, mm-hmm. you know, versus 1984, the amount of things kids can do and participate in, I mean, it is so fractured and there's mm-hmm. so many avenues.
Right.
How do you get them focused in on something that's hard? I mean, because you got to put a lot of work in.
Yeah. Again, it's development, letting them know that, hey, when you come out, you will be developed, you will learn. And also, it's just like we talked about, it's broadening their experience. Again, just me growing up, I didn't really enjoy football until the experience of it. I started learning the game. I started being able to be involved in different things, camps, and the atmosphere of it is what really gravitated me to the game and what was going on. And now one of the things that we've been lacking at Eisenhower for a while is that overall experience of athletics.
Yeah, I don't know a single Tom Brady to anybody else that, you know, when they retire, as briefly as he retired, what they say they miss is mm-hmm. not necessarily on the field. It's the locker room. It's the camaraderie. It's the structure. Yes. It's the team.
Yeah.
And those things play out, I believe, for people for life. I mean, those are skills you take with you the rest of your life.
Those are the things that people, again, would look back and say, oh, man, I remember when.
Yeah.
And we did this, we did that. Remember, we went on the football field, we did this after practice, we did that, you know. So that's the atmosphere. It's creating that atmosphere, creating that place of belonging that again, gravitates the young ones.
Yeah.
Because, again, they're in the point where seeing is believing.
Yep.
You know, in that experience.
And I think we're trying to add a track coach to the football staff, mm-hmm. along with a basketball coach to the football staff, so we can take care of several sports at one time.
Yeah, that's another problem today too, right? Yeah. The specialization, you know,
and
kids used to play three or four sports and, you know, now it's kind of like narrowed down to one. Look, it's a tough road. You guys got a lot of obstacles, you know, but wins help.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, people want to be a part of a winning program.
Yeah, exactly. And again, that just comes along the line of development. And that's one of the things that we will focus on. And again, getting wins, that's the fruit of the seeds that we lay. There's the seeds of hard work, the seeds of commitment and dedication. And again, that overall experience, when we install those things in our players, winning is soon to come.
Yeah.
So we want to win, but again, at what? We want to win in life. We want to win. We want to have a winning heart. We want to do everything we take to the, everything we do, we want to win at it. And then again, that's something that we can help the kids along the way to develop, because sure, again, winning is developed. It's
and
not.
I think
it's
that's why we're also pushing for them to be in athletic development.
Yeah.
We're creating two classes in the morning and the afternoon, so we can build better athletes.
Let's talk a little bit about scholarship availability, because mm-hmm. People might say, "Hey, I want to play football," but right, they might have a better path to college by playing football and being on the track team or yes, doing something else, right? Yes. I mean, I'm assuming that's part of kind of the allure and development of kids, of like, "Hey, there's opportunity beyond Eisenhower High School for you."
Yes, because I have one of the kids who had played me, and he graduated in 2002 from Joliet Township. He is a coach at Milliken right now. I have another kid that is a coach at Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I'm looking at them, I keep telling them, here's the athletes that I've helped go to college. I was talking to a kid last night, what college do you want to go to? Because he qualified for state in the hurdles last night. And he says to me, well, I never thought about that. I said, well, I got junior colleges and I have other colleges that we can talk to try to get you into if that's what it is that you want to
yep,
do. And you come back to me and let me know. Because I'm always pushing for a higher level. I have six kids and all of my six kids have went to college. So I want that experience for other kids.
You bet.
And it's also really about educating them on that process as well and getting them to understand, hey, you don't have to settle, but if you get your grades, because you are a student athlete, if you get your grades, then you could be the one to do the choosing instead of being the one that has to be picked.
Yep.
And also, again, there's nothing wrong with going to junior college. There's nothing wrong with starting there and working your way through, because you still give yourself opportunity and chance to better your grades or to get better at your skill and whatever you're doing. So it's also, again, maneuvering them in a way and giving them the education that they need on that side of things, so they are better prepared when they get into that process.
We're visiting with the new AD and the new football coach at Eisenhower High School. Benny, I don't know your age. I'm guessing just that we're closer to age. It's a way different thing today than it was 30 or 40 years ago, right? I mean,
yes,
kids are inspired by different things.
Yes.
The idea of grabbing the face mask and yelling yes, at kids is that this is not the way it's done today. But yes, we're better off for that, right?
I think that what I've learned over time, because when I came into coaching, I graduated from high school in 1975, so I'll date myself there a little bit. And so what I tend to have the approach of is, let's talk to the kid. Let's get them to understand what they need to do. But don't leave them in the doghouse. Get them back in the game.
Yeah.
I said, because you learn when you're at war, not on the sideline learning about the war. And so I don't believe in yelling and screaming at the kids anymore. And if you want to cuss a kid out, I mean, I haven't cussed. My own wife hasn't heard me cuss. So I don't think that there's a place for it. But if coaches do that, hey, don't embarrass a kid.
No. It's just a different game today.
Yeah, it's a different ball game.
And kids respond differently. We're better. We get better as people. Yeah. That's what happens. We grow. Yeah. Well, you look like you're still spending plenty of time in the weight room.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah.
I think, I don't know if that matters, but speaking about the yelling coaches, I go back to 1984, and they couldn't pick up a weight, but they're out there screaming at everybody else. I think that sort of show them and lead as you do. Good stuff. Well, listen, come back and see us. I hope you have a great summer, and congratulations.
Thank you so
and
much.
I'm glad you decided to stay in our community and make a difference.
Yes.
All right. Good stuff, guys.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.